Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, Episode 20, Scars, written by Rafe Judkins and Lauren LeFranc, and directed by Bobby Roth. Okay, so I'm of two minds about the Age of Ultron tie-in that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. decided to partake in. On the one hand, having Coulson be responsible for the helicarrier Nick Fury shows up in the movie is a fun idea, and a smart one. It's the kind of information you don't need to enjoy the movie, but it helps give the scene context that further connects the MCU. But the way the show built up to the reveal is a little underwhelming. This has been the driving force of the back half of the season, creating tension and conflict on all sides of S.H.I.E.L.D., and now everything's kind of hand-waved back to normal. That said, this episode has a lot of great scenes to build up to the two-part season finale, which looks to be an all-out war between S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Inhumans. The meeting with Jia Ying and Gonzalez is suitably tense, but when Jia Ying kills him and makes it seem like he attacked her, her plan to destroy S.H.I.E.L.D. becomes clear. What this means for Skye and her place in the show remains to be seen. I'm sure she'll side with S.H.I.E.L.D. in the end, but her loyalty has to be seriously tested. The back half of the season hasn't been quite as strong as the first half, but if this episode is any indication, it could lead to a powerful, awesome finale. Thank you for listening to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com, where I host Filmbookcast and The Complete Works, an in-depth look at the career of Nicolas Cage, or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, true believers.